Matthew chapter 11, the 28th verse. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In Jesus' name, beloved of God. Many classes. Some of you have already had your first one this morning, college and sem tomorrow. The second one is for everybody today. Many of us were signed up for this mini class by our parents, and we later confirmed their action on our behalf. The first mini class today was well over an hour long. This one is less than 10 minutes. But if it were longer, say, for the rest of your life, whom would you pick for classmates? If your teachers were going to be teaching your mini class every waking hour for the rest of their lives, whom do you think they would want to have for their students? This mini class is not a game like bowling, basketball, or even the Winter Olympics. But if it were, whom would you want for teammates? Someone who threw a gutter ball every single time? Or would you choose someone who could not even dribble a basketball or get it 2 feet in the air? Yet that is who our Savior chooses for His yoke mates. Not mighty Capernaum, exalted in the gold medal count, but weary, struggling, burdened people whom the world knows as losers. And that is you and me. Even if you go to state, it will matter little a few years from now when your child is hurting and you are helpless to ease his pain. This world's medals and trophies are not even in a drawer, but in a box in the garage when the welfare of such a treasure as friends and family is entrusted into your hands. And if we enjoy world-class health today, it's over like that. And we totter down the slope knowing that if we slip on the ice now, it'll hurt more than when we were students. It'll take longer to recover, and we have less time. Most of all, when we look at all the opportunities that we have wasted, the wonderful potential we had to be shining lights for each other, for those who have left, perhaps never to return, and for generations to come, that wonderful potential becomes a burden that makes us bow down before our Lord and say, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful person. Don't defile yourself with me." But those are the ones whom Jesus calls to learn from him. It is still done today with work teams that an inexperienced draft animal will be harnessed or yoked with a good worker who knows how to do the job, so that the younger animal will learn from the experienced one. And this is the picture that our Lord holds before us in this invitation. Come to me, be yoked with me, learn from me. What will we learn from this teacher? He says, I am gentle, meek. The same word that Jesus used in the Sermon on the Mount when he said, blessed are the meek, the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. It does not say they are weak, but that they are meek. There's an old saying, the meek horse wins the race. He is the horse that responds to the leg and hand pressure, the voice and the guidance of his rider, rather than using half of his energy to fight against the master's direction. The meek horse wins the race. That is what our yoke fellow will teach us, to trust his guidance all the way. He is gentle and humble in heart. When Mary learned that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah, she said that the Lord had brought down rulers from their thrones, but lifted up the humble. Now her son invites us, saying of himself, I am humble in heart. Peter advises us, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. And this is what our Master teaches us with his uplifting invitation. Take my yoke upon you, not unwillingly, but take it cheerfully, and learn to rest confidently in God's mighty hand, no matter what. There are some things in your mini classes that you may already know how to do, and you'll have an opportunity to improve your skill. But hopefully, there may also be things which you had not thought of trying before, but will enjoy learning something new. So also with his yoke. When we are teamed up with our Savior, we not only fall under the Father's benediction, I am well pleased, but we also learn that his yoke is pleasant, kind, for he shows us the Most High, who is kind even to the ungrateful and wicked. His burden, we find, is light for us, for he has already borne the greatest burden and carried away the sins of the world. What a teacher we have for a 10-minute mini class and for the rest of our lives. Let us come to him, responding to his invitation with hymn 652, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. 652, 1, 2, and 4.